Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our season 6, episode 2.
Yo, Gabby, Gabby.
God. <It's> like... Oh, no.
It's good to be back.
What have I agreed to?
So if that wasn't obvious enough, Aerosol's with us today because The Flash is an amazing show. Now he regrets it and is probably going to run away.
He's already upset.
It was 10 seconds. It lasted 10 seconds.
10 seconds before he wanted to just run away. So why is it called that? Because of
like
Gabby.
Yo Gabba Gabba and Gabby like died and his name's Gabby and it's kind of funny because you can't really take him seriously because he's the name of a desperate housewife. That's pretty
who
much
the hell is Gabby?
He's the guy in Ninja. He's like, oh, that's him. That was my impression of him. He's like, oh,
that's
I gotta fight
name?
The right.
I don't. Yes? I don't pay attention to anything.
Yeah, it's Gabby.
I still don't know.
It's Gabby. It's like when people say their name's Tomas. Gabby Rizzo, your name is Thomas.
I think is his name.
Yeah, it sounds like a rice dish sometimes too. I know his name, but the only person's name I know of the cast is Takaharu because everyone always complains about him. I don't know anyone else's name.
Just call him Gabby Rice.
Yes. It's like Uncle Ben's, but with more Gabby.
It's almost his name.
Uncle Ben's rice. It's the rice that will make you Spider-Man. That should be their slogan. Why isn't it?
With great flavor comes great responsibility.
Oh my god, it's amazing. Why isn't this the thing? God, we should be working for rice. Like, the rice organization. It's just probably one company, really, that just is a management of rice. Am I rice?
What goes on in your brain?
I don't know. Jurassic Park, apparently.
Got it.
If I start talking about Matthew Broderick during a ninja, just don't stop me. It'll probably be more interesting.
Kind of. So, a one-up, so that comes first.
We had a one there, so we wouldn't forget.
Let's see. My desk is full of Power Rangers Imaginext.
Imaginext on the adventures. With exciting features such as wings and mouth chomping.
I like the T-Rex a lot because it just looks cool. The other ones are alright. The T-Rex is kind of neat.
Spoiler alert, the review. God, no one needs to watch it now.
This is a shortened version. I got my burger and guitar in the mail, along with Mach's punching bag and a vinyl of an American Reject.
That's disturbingly accurate.
Yep. So that's here, and I think that's about it. Like, my life's pretty dull. I felt like I had a story this week, and I don't remember it. So I'm just gonna sit here and play with my little baby.
My one-ups. I had a story, but I forgot it. So, sucks to be you.
I had a story, but it's gone.
We don't know what happened.
That's just how my mind always works. It's there, and then it's not there, and... like, whatever. I've got Baymax eggs.
Okay, that sounds
really funny.
Really,
it's like, oh, I got Baymax
really
eggs.
Now you just need to fertilize it.
Have an army of Baymax.
You go for hatch, I go for fertilize. Dear Lord. It's a very fertile podcast today. This is getting weird.
Please do not try to fertilize those eggs.
I'll try not to.
Cut to Brian just pouring, like, manure over them, being like, I don't understand. You said fertilize it. This is how sex works, right?
You went a different direction.
No, I was talking about sex, but I thought it would be funnier if Brian thought I was talking about farming.
Okay. Nailed it.
Anyway, speaking of sex farming, my one-ups. That's a terrible mislead, because my one-ups are, like, identical to last week, and I've been playing Halo, and I've been watching Arby and the Chief. So, like, I only think in, like, Microsoft Mike speak and Microsoft Sam speak, so it's really weird, but it's been really fun. I started watching Dollhouse on Netflix, because it's, like, the last Joss Whedon show I haven't watched. And that's pretty much it. Nothing else.
Hi.
Hello.
In the 4 months that I haven't been here, not a lot has happened. I apologize. I do not have any interesting stories.
What about your spinoff? When people asked what happened to you, I told them that you spun off. Just gave them the exact story of Shirley, so I assume you've been solving crimes with that guy.
I was trying to think of Felicity joke, but I can't say that I've had sex with Felicity, because if I remember correctly, the Felicity of our podcast is Brian.
Oh god.
The only one of us that I've slept with is Kevin. So that's unfortunately he does not have the golden vag that gives infinite spinoffs.
Kevin doesn't give you a spinoff if you sleep with him, he gets you canceled. It's like the opposite effect. He's Felicity's arch rival. Constantine slept with Kevin and it wasn't pretty.
Oh god. Poor Constantine, that's what happened.
Got in bed with the wrong people.
You just needed to get in bed with Felicity, not Kevin. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Okay. So,
4 months in Aerosol's one-ups were still shorter than Kevin's, which took place over a week. That's still kind of long, but seriously, man.
Well, granted, Kevin got married. I just sat around my house, you know, not doing anything.
Sounds like the life. I think that's what Dawson does.
Yes. That's just both of my one-ups. RB and the Chief, Dollhouse. That's all. Alright, so news. We actually have a little bit of stuff this week. Isn't it just mainly figure stuff, though?
That just started today. Some figure arts news is coming out slowly. Let's see, we got for retail, I think it's retail the set with that Nego from, like, the Megabax movie, the one with the black helmet or whatever. So that's getting a release with
his,
like, remolded bike or something. I don't understand. I don't know Showa stuff. So there's that. Sango is getting a figure arts release in October.
Just in time for Halloween.
Retail.
Scary.
Retail release.
He comes with a pumpkin. No, he doesn't. Don't listen to me. It'd be funny if he did, though, right?
So there's that. Exclusive-wise, there's not a whole lot that's like, oh my god.
There's the Horfanok.
The Horfanok. So that's been on display several times.
Yeah, we saw it first, like, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago? It was, like Horse Horfanok and Wolf and maybe Snake? I think it might have just been the two. I don't know. But
yeah, I think so.
Where's D3 Mild, bro?
So Horse Orphanox is getting a release. A add-on set for Machine Chaser with his weapon and some effect parts and giant bat wings and stuff. That's getting a release. I thought there was something else. SIC Proto Birth.
Oh, so I'm not imagining that there was already a Birth one announced.
Right.
Because I thought I already pre-ordered that with Oki. I'm like,
there's Birth, and then, like, the listing for Birth was kind of shit, because it showed him with, like, all these things, and then it showed the birthday mode. and stuff. And then, at the bottom in Japanese that you can't read, it's like, only comes with certain items, need to purchase SIC Birth Prototype to complete birthday mode.
Birthdays don't need more than one piece.
So you need to get both Birth and Birth Prototype to have birthday mode. So that's a thing. I should just look at my tweets because I retweeted everything important. Oh, Sigurd, Cherry Dude, Sigurd. Sid.
He's the mistress.
Looks cool if you're a Gaim Figures collector. He looks pretty good, but I am not.
I want to pre-order him if you don't want him to be 15,000 yen everywhere.
Yeah. But that's really about all I've seen. Hulkbuster got announced as an exclusive for January 2016.
Damn.
And he is about 35,000 yen.
Dear Lord.
Good luck with that, guys. Because he's exclusive, so he's not going on deep clearance like Machine Attacher did. So I'm never getting him. I'm going to go buy a cheap Hasbro giant Hulkbuster toy and just sit him on my shelf and put my Avengers around him.
And hide his lack of quality. Just, guys, cover this up. No one will notice.
Or I'll just completely ignore it because I'm going to already have two Iron Men on my display. So
if you have three, the universe will explode.
Just what the world needs, more Stark. Double Stark. But I think that's really about it. There's a whole lot of rumors flying around about the next Rider being fashion themed and using buttons to transform with a coat hanger bow and arrow weapon.
Oh man. So many terrible abortion jokes. Do not let him anywhere near Birth.
That one should have been the Birth Buster.
Oh my god. So the main writer is gonna be pro-abortion, and the villains are gonna be pro-choice. Wait, that's the same thing. Okay, here's the bottom line. Jurassic Park, Matthew Broderick, Godzilla. That's just in my mind right now.
Did you guys talk about the 10 years after Decaranger last week?
Oh, no. Oh, I think that came out the day after, as usual. Something like that. But no, that's kind of neat. Decaranger's not my favorite by any means, but... I love those suits because I love SPD, so it'll be fun to see them again, I guess, but...
Shallow Toku Fapper. How dare you do that in my presence? You can just Google SPD right now and see the suits. You can do it right now. Nothing's stopping you.
It's not even what I meant.
Yes, it is. You can see him in motion. Go watch the video. YouTube. SPD, Decaranger. Watch him move. Put it on mute. Make up a new story. Do all the voiceovers. Perfect.
I think it'd be interesting to finally see a series with a 10-year after movie that I've actually watched.
Yeah. or Hurricanger.
But I agree with Brian. I was not the hugest fan of Decaranger.
Well, I'm not really that excited for it because I thought Decaranger was only okay, and also the Hurricanger one was trash. So I'm not really that. There's nothing really inspiring confidence in it right now. If they made these, there's just one, but if they ended up making these being, solid things, that'd be something more to look forward to, but... poor Albert Ranger got skipped, even though, one of them sort of just appeared in the Dino movie, but still.
I know some people were talking about, what if Magi Ranger gets one, but from what I understand, some of those actors have retired, so that could have been the case with Albert Ranger.
Especially... Magi Red, he was pretty old when the series was filmed. It was his last job, actually. He retired right after that. Settled down in Florida with Stanley.
He was a Gokaiji. Never mind.
Damn. Well, he came out of retirement for an episode. Okay.
The biggest thing is that, each of these groups that they're doing 10 years after for are, all groups that keep in touch. And, really want to do it. And so, with, like Aerosol said, when you get in a situation like Magi Ranger, that would be next. Like, a lot of them don't keep in touch with each other, so it's hard to get the group back together, and like you said, some retire, and then it's a big complication. So I think Toei's probably going to try to do these sort of things when they can, but I don't think they're going to go immensely out of their way to get the whole group back together.
But they're doing it right in this case, in that they're going to, if they can get the actual cast to be there, then they do it. Are these not the same people in charge of the Team Up movies that are like, oh, fuck if he's not in there. Just throw a monkey in the suit. It doesn't even matter. He's drooling. Who cares? The suit's there. Brian will be happy.
No.
But that's what they should do for the other movies. If you can't get it, they literally put every suit they have made in the movie. It's like, there's no way you're going to get all those people to agree to come back.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. If you're going to do a team up or get people back for an anniversary thing, you get everyone. Don't pick and choose. And when you do pick and choose, only have the pick and choose. Don't bring in mindless drones.
Like, the last few movies have been like a really random assortment, like out of the hat, and then at the end all the writers just fall through some sort of portal, like, whoops, there they all are. Forgot they were kidnapped or rings or whatever the hell the excuse is this week.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about it now or later, but there was also the Legends of Tomorrow trailer.
I figured we'd save it for after Flash, but we can talk about it now if we want. Oh, no, we're going to have to wait.
No, that's cool. I just didn't know if you wanted to flesh out your news segment some more.
More like flash out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fight.
That'll be safe for the good part of the show. This is the toku part. This is like the get your homework done so you can watch TV part of the show.
Well, I guess since we're saving that for later, it's time
to talk about The Flash.
Yes.
All right, we're there already.
We were there in a flash. But I really need to like save a recording of Kevin doing this.
We've done that for final thingies for like three.
You think I would have done it by now, but oh well.
Okay, I guess it's superhero time. Yay! Here's a bunch of shit that I don't watch. First up, we have Ninja. I'm not doing his little Porky the Pig thing. I refuse.
Blame equals none.
I'm not mad.
I will say I actually did catch up on Ninja since I knew I was going to be here this week. So thanks for that.
I'm sorry. You have all right to be mad at me.
I did that a few weeks ago because I like stopped like in episode 3 and then caught up for Star Ninja, but I had to do it at 1x speed, which is excruciating. I mean, no, at normal time speed, because I caught up on Tokyo Drift 2x. I was like, this show's awesome. It's over already. But this one I was like full on. But yeah, it's certainly been a show, hasn't it?
Oh yes, it does exist. I can attest to that.
The suits are still cool.
the suits are still cool.
It's a flashy show. Not the good kind of flash. But I will give it credit. In appearance, it is quite...
Trying to find a word other than flashy?
I'm trying to find a word that's not good. Because bad. I don't feel it warrants it. No, it's I really dig how it looks. Even the mechs, to a tiny extent, have grown on me. But outside of that, it's just a boring show.
I think the issue is like it does so much that I like. Like, it's got the ninja motif, which is something I enjoy. The mecha grew on me. I think the suits are beautiful. I like the weapons. And I like the villain designs, too. And so it's, like, doing all these things I really like, but the characters are, like, absolute shit on both sides of the fence. It's not even like Tokyo, where I'm like, well, the Shadowlands are really freaking interesting. This is a situation where I'm, like, sitting here going, well, the villains are bland as shit, and the good guys are bland as shit.
The show forces us to be shallow token fappers. Well, the suits look good. Look at that sun reflecting off the helmet.
Ninja feels like they really wanted to do a ninja season again, but didn't want to fully commit to it. Which, I mean, next year is the, 40th series?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is understandable if they're saving up for next year, but I don't know, it just feels like they didn't quite go as far as they could have with them being ninjas, because, I mean, they're ninjas, but they don't really do ninja-y things outside
they're
of
the ninjas.
Look,
that
I'm
don't
hiding
lie.
Behind a blanket and I can split in two sometimes.
Look,
sure,
I can do
whatever.
Magic. It's not even a ninja thing. Oh shit. It's not.
And I'm from Hogwarts. I don't feel like that fits, but sure, why not?
Clearly he's from Hufflepuff.
As for, like, this episode, I think it was probably the strongest episode yet, and I think that was only because there was so much fighting, and Red wasn't in it for most of it.
Brian!
He was laying in a bed. What?
I can hear Takaharu now. It sounds just like him.
Kevin is Takaharu confirmed.
What did I do? Did I touch myself inappropriately again?
You tried to yell, "I'm getting fired up," while not yelling. And it caused a disturbance in the sound continuum.
He just holds
right,
back
guys?
So much. He just holds back so much. It's funny. It's like, what are you doing? If you're going to yell, what are you doing with your life? It's like halfway between a whisper and a yell. I don't know how. That would just be regular talking, but it's not even that.
Where am I?
We're talking about Ninja.
Okay. Yeah, that was the thing that happened. Brian's boyfriend's dead.
Yeah. Is he gonna come back? Like,
probably not.
I don't know. I kind of thought he was gonna have been dead a few episodes ago, but they carried it out this long. Well, no, because the way they were doing it, I just...
You take it so personally, right?
Well, I got to hear his succulent demon voice for a couple more episodes.
Succulent demon voice.
I'm very succulent, if that
I'm
counts.
Saving that one away.
Are they just going to cycle through generals? And
generally.
QAmon will just stick around and be like, oh, I got a mallet, look at me. And
bitch, her name's Cutemon. She's going to find her parents later, and then it'll be fine.
Like, I don't know, for some reason, Cutemon's all of a sudden, I guess, important because she was a student of Grandpa.
Yeah, that's a thing that happened.
Well, they didn't necessarily say it. They just cut to him. It could be a red herring.
He said it.
He said it.
Did he? I thought he just said, I had a student, and then it cut to Cutemon, and then she was
no,
like...
No, he said, like, whatever her name is, Cutemon.
Yayoi. Izayoi.
That's from Kyuujiru, you idiot.
I'm sorry, I like Yayoi more. I'm keeping the dream alive. It's Izayoi, I think. That's a weird name.
These names, man.
Izayoi!
I don't know, they wrote Yayoi in Overtime.
Did they?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I was pretty sure they did.
It's Izayoi. Let me check. Now I'm concerned.
Another investigation.
Did they tarnish the good name of Yayoi?
Like, their shit kind of pisses
me off. Kendall
did
with her racism.
What?
You know Kendall, because like Kendall. The whole thing about how she's like, oh, Shelby, you suck because you're black. Look at you. Well, that's what everyone thinks.
That's what she's. I heard her. She said it. She was like,
"That was an actual black hoe. Like dialogue."
She's like, "You stupid black hoe," and then
I'll help. You're watching a video on Japanese names. I just hear Tiny talking.
I'm investigating.
Oh, it's like a montage happening right now.
They did write yayoi.
I told you.
Unless it's supposed to be yayoi. Hold on, let me.
I don't know. Hold on.
This really is like an episode of CSI Cyber.
The whole their subs kind of, I don't know, they bother me because they sit there and they try to like make everything Star Ninja says into like some Western cowboy pun. And I just want to be like, can you please stop?
I think he said Iza, and it sounded like, yeah, I don't know, maybe they fucked up.
Well, I don't remember anyone else's name, so I guess this really doesn't matter.
Like, he appears in the cockpit and is like, what, in tarnation? I'm like, what? I don't think he said that. Could you please stop doing that? Like, I get he's a cowboy, but you don't have to, like...
Does Overtime do that?
I just watched it, like, 20 minutes ago.
Okay, I don't pay attention when he talks. I don't pay attention when a lot of the show happens. I just watch the pretty suits move.
The funny thing is I don't even think his family was cowboys. I think they just went to some sort of theme park, and then he thinks that they're cowboys. That.
I'm like, it looks like those staged old-timey pictures.
Like, my parents, they were cowboys. This was just at, like, a fair. You just found this picture after they died. Like, imagine if you were clowns. You would have just shown up as Clown Ninja. It would have been so awkward. Thank God that was the picture that survived the fire. I don't know why
they
did the fire.
Like, they do. They try to turn, like, half of his lines into some kind of, like, a Old West pun or something that
they have to find some way to entertain themselves. They're watching the ninja.
That's called masturbation.
As far as I know, TV Nihon goes all out in the Western dialect.
Like, I haven't watched TV Nihon subs because we've been using
just
the
telling you,
super
because
fast overtime.
Does, and he showed me a
like that's even worse. Like,
as long as they tell me what happens, I really don't care.
Well, he's a cowboy.
Back to the episode. I thought it was funny that Gabby didn't want to be grown up. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, thanks. He just wanted to die. He's like, time for the power scroll, whatever, make my monster grow moment. He's like, no, wait, I just want to die here. And then he does it, and he's like, God damn it. I thought that was funny. Has that ever happened before where the monster's like, nah, I'm okay? To be fair, they're usually rubble, so
no.
They don't have much of a say. But, quick, get it out.
I'm sure it's happened before. I don't remember off the top of my head because my brain doesn't function.
Neither does mine.
But it's fun.
Normal,
I almost called him Gabby. Damn it, look what you did.
His name is Gabby.
It's Gabby. Gotta get it right.
My name's Tomas. Yeah, your name's Thomas. Settle down.
Well, that's just true. But
it's Kendra with a Q-U.
I just think Ryan's stupid.
Yeah. I feel like everything going on with the ninjas, like, practices is really counterproductive. And you have these... Oh, that was close. Okay, yeah, you have these guys, like, attacking the world. And they're really busy with the who's going to be the last ninja. And then you got the Sixth Ranger trying to kill them. I'm like, you know, if you all six just work together, you could wipe them out, like, really quick. But you're super busy with really dumb tasks. Like,
they
just
have to
all
learn to
so
increase their mentality. If they don't increase their mentality, then bad things happen and they don't get new powers.
Can they stop beating each other up, though?
Please? No.
I feel like it's going to get resolved in the next episode because it just sort of seems like it. It seems like one of those bullshit training episodes where they're going to be like, oh, we need to work together.
Like, I think this episode should have been, oh, hey, you helped the grandkids save the world today. You don't have to kill them to get my student. Be my student. I can't even talk today. Like, it just seems so dumb. It's so counterproductive.
Why would you want to be a student? He's creepy.
He really is. And plus, he's already got all the stuff. He's got a morpher. He's got a megazord. He's got the fighting skills. What else does he need?
Speaking of megazords, this episode established that Star Ninja built his robot from reading a book.
I assume that's how he built the morpher, too.
Where did he get the supplies? Like, how many steel mills did he have to rob to build a fucking Bison King?
He probably just went on the internet and...
Like, I want to see the shopping
list. He got it cheap from Amazon.
Like, what's the shopping list for making a morpher and a Megazord? I imagine the first thing on the Morpher shopping list was shell of burger meal.
Poor burger meal.
But like that would that honestly
maybe
would be a really funny
Chris's
list to
burger
see.
Meal.
That, now I'm just picturing that picture of them weathering the snow together.
Oh man,
Chris and burger meal.
Like Chris is probably missing his burger meal right now. Doesn't know what happened to it. There it is. It's now the burger morpher.
Steiner just stole it. It's all connected.
Yep. See.
But I think that's enough for the ninja. It was probably my favorite ninja episode, but that's not saying a whole lot.
It'd be better if I liked any of the characters.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this entire show.
I think this episode would have been even better if Takaharu hadn't pulled through. Like, I was kind of hoping, like, maybe they'll do it. Like, maybe someone will just leave him alone for a minute and he'll just choke on his own blood. Like, whoops. Like, Breaking Bad style, like, oh fuck.
Oh my god, Dawson's gone super grimdark.
Well, like, I...
Doesn't matter, replaced. Gritty Reboot edition.
Gritty Reboot, just don't resuscitate him, just whatever.
This shit'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
No,
just roll him over on his back. Put the pillow, like, just have him sleep right on his face, it'll be fine. You know what, maybe we better tie him down with these luggage straps, just so he doesn't struggle. I mean... hurt himself.
I like how he fucking comes back and he's like perfectly fine. He's like, I got this.
That's how injuries work in Tokyo. You get a bandage all the way around your head, no matter what your injury. Like, they scrape their knee and they're like, hold on, let me get your head bandaged up right there. All right, hold on. Cheek band-aid? All right, that'll work. It's always the cheek band-aid and the headband.
And you know they're not hurt because then the first thing they do is take it right back off. They go back to fight. All right, we'll just get this head bandage off. All right, we're good to fight.
How do they get scrapes on their face when they're having the helmets on? Isn't that what the helmets are for? Are the helmets lined with spikes or thumbtacks or something? This is what I want to know. Anyway, now we can move on to Drive. This week was about stuff.
Well, you are a faggot.
I watched
Drive this. Found out that the Minister of Magic is the freeze droid mute.
Yeah, because Chase shot his visions into the sky.
Yeah, that was really
I
random.
Actually kind of liked that.
That was weird.
I thought it was
he,
cool.
He, like, he became a messenger. He's just like...
It seems so weird because that little plot's been running in the background, and this episode really wasn't about him at all. And all of a sudden, at the end, they're like, "Oh, hey, let's just have a random plot drop with Chase."
He hasn't really been much
of a tact.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. We also see that Go is got that little like
frozen tattoo.
Yeah, he really loves Elsa, and so he got branded.
Kimana.
Like, he is super dedicated to the cause. He was the top person on the Frozen 2 petition. And I assume there was a Frozen 2 petition before they announced the second movie. Everything had a petition.
Probably a petition before, like, anyone saw the movie.
Yeah. So we found that out. And then Chase lies to Kirihiko and it says, no, there's no – he's not being controlled. And she's like, oh, good. I love
Here's
you, Chase.
Thing.
Can I have some robot dick?
Why, if in my personal opinion, if my brother was going psycho, I would be comforted by knowing he'd be mind-controlled and he wasn't doing it because he's a fucking idiot. Why is she comforted by this? Oh, no, it's fine. He's just doing it because he's an idiot. Oh, he must have a plan. No. Have you met this dude? He showed up with confetti, and then ever since then, he's been a freaking idiot. Like... It would be more... I mean, granted, if it was, like, permanent, it would kind of suck if there's, like, there was no reversing this mind control thing. But I just imagine it would be more comforting to know that he wasn't joining the Roy Mudes of his own free will. But no, it's way more comforting to think that he did it of his own free will.
Like, I mean, it couldn't be any more stupid, or even if he were Dawson.
That's saying something. Jurassic Park.
I kind of wondered about that. I mean, I kind of figured he was gonna lie, but
Gorillas.
I don't particularly see the reasoning behind it. I mean, I don't know.
So she can get really mad in a few episodes and be like, why'd you lie to me?
Oh, yeah.
My hat's tiny.
What?
Her hat.
I couldn't understand because Dawson was sounding like a moron.
I heard head. My head's tiny.
My hat's tiny. I was trying to blend in with the crying. Didn't work.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, your mother is crying, so.
Perfect.
No.
So,
And that cop guy from the first squadron continues to just be a complete weirdo.
Yeah.
Did he even do anything in this episode? I don't even remember it.
Was this one where they cloned that guy
with a colorful commercial,
and it was really awful. It was like horrible Toei CGI.
Wouldn't
not
he
really
like
CGI, but green screen, whatever.
Like if he tried to get out, wouldn't he have just phased through him? How would they get around that?
Hope that they knew he wasn't gonna move, because he has to rub up against people.
Oh yeah.
Like he just—that's how he gets off. He just rubs his face all over you and just jizzes everywhere with his fan.
So, like, I imagine that after this episode, or at least hopefully within a few episodes, they'll figure out now that the reason that guy's been a complete dick is because he's working for the Secretary of Defense guy or whatever.
Yeah, I imagine they can figure that out immediately.
Hopefully,
now that they know.
I feel like we're giving him too much credit here. I don't want to put too much stock in that.
Chief Guy was already saying that they can't trust the Upper Brass, which is just true, because the Upper Brass is an evil cybernetic being.
They need to be... Why aren't they conducting their business from their secret base? They're always up in the freaking office. Drive's belt's always on that little statue thing, and they have a state-of-the-art place with a little, you know, Segway for him, and they never use it anymore.
Because that's where people go to get to contact them. Someone needs to be there.
And they got a little spin-around thing for the car, and
just
a lazy Susan for the car to just spin there all day on.
Leave the guy from Tokyuger there, and he could take, like, requests. everyone else,
what are they? Are they a music station? A radio?
Yes,
like take requests.
I'm calling in. Can you stop this attempted rape? I'm on it.
I'm laughing at so many things right now.
Can you solve this attempted rape?
Well, they gotta solve it like, wait, is the guy on top of her really the culprit? It could be colorful commercial.
Was it some idiot in the projects? Did he leave his t-shirt?
Is this the t-shirt? These are the questions we have to ask here. We can't just convict this guy about solving it first.
I wanted to discuss the whole thing with Tomari's dad, but we didn't really find a whole lot out. I just realized that.
No, you just found out that 001 be creeping on the crime scene, and that dumb bitch wasn't very helpful at all, and they found out they needed to be nice cops even when the witness is being really uncooperative and putting her hands over her ears going, nah, 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 nah. Like, you're being so mean to her. What's she being a dumb bitch? She just has to answer one question. We get it. Your balloon popped. Jesus. Get over it.
And then left her there. Like, they went and had coffee.
Well,
and they just left
her
there.
That's what they had to do. And then she comes, but then she's like, yes, I remember there was... Freeze was there.
Frieza? She killed Krillin. She did it. He did it.
No, I just remembered that there was this weird cybernetic being there. It's crazy.
I was so obsessed about my balloon. They even had me record dialogue for Spider-Man 2 video game. I was going, my balloon! But talk about an overreaction from the robber. Shut up, shoots her. Like, holy shit.
The robber was also mind controlled by Mr. Freeze.
Everyone's mind controlled by Mr. Freeze. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the true villain of Drive.
Truth.
Possibly the only person committed to the cold bit more than Michael Scofield. But yeah, Drive. I was actually kind of surprised that they did the reveal of what's his face at the end. I was expecting that to stretch out for at least a little bit longer.
I mean, I'm glad since we don't have to do
that
anymore.
I'm glad that it's moving at a better pace, but it just seemed, especially after how long they dragged out like Chase's storyline and stuff.
Another thing I just remembered, I like how they actually use Drive's tires.
Oh yeah, that's a new ability, right? He's never done that before. I was like, well, Drive can change his... There's all these powers. What is he doing?
They used Massive Monster, and then Overtime subbed as Mad Monster, and I got kind of angry.
It's okay. I thought it was Machine Monster for a little while. It's cool.
Machine Monster.
It's look, they should pronounce things correctly, and it would be fine. But yeah, that was nice, since they pretty much hardly ever touch on that. This is like a really random question that doesn't necessarily have to do with the episode, but has Tamari, there we go. Has he done the I'm in Top Gear thing since the reboot?
I don't think so.
Boom, got rebooted up.
I don't know. I would have to go look. I don't pay attention to things.
Well, I'm just curious because like I've noticed like some of the typical things that are part of the episodes like that and his little, oh, I've solved it, and the little, you know, screens appear around him haven't been happening.
I think he tightened his tie a couple episodes ago or something and was like, ah. But I don't think he did the, like, I'm in Top Gear. Like, he was like, ah.
Oh, I got that too tight. Hold on, let me pull that back. Almost killed myself. That's what we're talking about right now. Tie tightening. Let's Drive.
I tightened the tie around my penis.
Oh, God.
It was good.
All right.
I think that's about it. Like, it was an all right episode. I enjoyed most of it. It's just... For an episode that had so much content, it didn't leave you much to talk about.
Sounds like Drive.
Yeah.
If we cared enough, we should, when Drive's over, find out what our lengthiest episode discussion was for Drive. It was probably one where we went off on, like, a really crazy tangent that ended up talking about, like, Chinese food and Laurel or something. Like, it was probably what would have happened.
Seems pretty accurate.
I didn't know Laurel liked Chinese food.
Well, Laureled.
My name is Oliver Queen, and I rate myself.
That has nothing to do with Chinese food.
You're right, I'm sorry.
That would have tied in much better with the attempted rape joke.
Wait. Explain.
Explain what?
The whole raping oneself. Go on.
Elaborate, good
sir. I
wish
to hear more of this.
Wait, was this the attempted rape that was called in?
First, you have multiple personalities, and then one personality says yes, but the other says no.
See, this is why they investigate the rapes.
This just to make sure this doesn't happen.
Exactly. You get so many of these calls. That's why they have the guy from Tokyo there to help them weed out these prank calls.
They're like, oh, my right hand is just like totally into it. My left hand's like, no! And
my right hand touched my no-no.
Wow.
I like where this is going.
This is a lot more fun than when my right hand touched Austin's no-no.
Terrible
people.
No, that's right.
I knew I was a terrible person a long time ago.
I've always been a terrible person. That's why I touched Austin's no-no.
Oh, God. I'm going to get canceled.
That's a joke Kevin doesn't get yet.
But you will in the future.
Did I get canceled?
Unless we change the timeline.
To me, you've got it for centuries. Remember when we used to record out of order and just constantly reference it? That didn't get annoying for everyone else that wasn't us.
I don't know, did it?
You tell us.
Click.
So,
Brian's alone to get up.
What?
I don't know. I said C.
I don't know. Also, did you want to talk about Garl first? Or?
I would rather get that out of the way, yes.
Yeah, I don't...
This feels sudden, but yet it seems like this has always happened. Like, it seems like nothing's changed, but everything's changed all at once.
Like, regarding the... there's no album art for this. Regarding the Garl show that's airing right now. It makes me very happy to see Ryuga and Lian again, and then it also makes me upset because no one fucking else is in it. And additionally, like, I feel like everything that I really enjoyed about the third season is kind of, like, not here. And so I'm just kind of sitting here going, well, this is a show. Okay. That's kind of how I feel about it.
This is a Garo series. And so, The Flash.
I think that's the problem.
I love the book. No.
So in Garo, Barry was really good at his performance. Oh, sorry, talk about
Barry ran so fast he ran into Garo and made it a bear show.
That would have been awesome. That's what he actually did instead of saving his mom.
I hope he does. I would appreciate it greatly.
I do agree. I feel like the show's okay. It's just... We've gotten Garo so much more frequently than we did back when it started, because there was, you know, several years in between seasons, and then all of a sudden we got the third season, then we got the fourth season, like, right away, and then it hasn't let up since.
It's like I've Garo'd out.
And because of that, I think it's a lot easier to see some of the flaws that Garo has in the way it structures its shows and the way its pacing moves and everything. And one of the things I actually kind of dug about the third season of Garo was that it didn't feel quite the same way that the first two did. It was definitely similar. I mean, it was still the same show, but I don't know. It did kind of have a different setup. It had sort of it worked a little differently. So when we kind of flash forward to this one, it functions a lot closer to what all of the other Garo seasons function like, and it feels stale to me. I'm not as interested in it.
Nailed it. That's pretty much exactly how I feel. Like I feel like I'm watching the last season, but with Decade in it and some other chick instead of whatever the evil people were in the fourth season that I don't remember. And Ryuga's in it, which makes me happy, but...
Yeah. Sid showed up. Did you see... Did you recognize him?
Was that him? I thought that was him.
Yeah. I didn't recognize him until, afterwards. I kind of had to go look it up, because it was bothering me.
He had that presence about him. and... What's her face? The Ryume or whatever's the little girl from Geki Ranger.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
the
daughter.
What the fuck are they called? The high priestess? No.
Oh. Maybe. Oh.
The chick
okay.
That sits in the chair and gives them orders.
Okay, I know. I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know. I didn't recognize that actress. It's been a long time since I've watched Geki Ranger. And I forgot that character was a thing, so...
Yeah, she doesn't do anything.
The episodes themselves have been kind of hit and miss. Some have been better than others. The Bride one that I just mentioned with Sid in it, I didn't really like that much. It was...
Yeah.
Just kind of felt flat for me.
I felt like we were supposed to be emotional about it, and I didn't really care.
And then, like, the next episode, we suddenly get a new knight show up, and he's just, like, this dick, I guess. Like,
I felt like I should have recognized him. I'm like, I feel like I've seen you before, but I don't think I have.
And I mean, I was excited to see a new knight, but, like, there was no sort of build-up to it. He just kind of showed up and then swung his axe around, which was cool. I dig axe wielders. And then he left.
Set MSLZ Harmony profile. Likes axe wielders.
But you're right. I mean, he was there, and I'm like, oh, hey, cool, a new character, and then he's gone, and I'm like, well, we probably won't see you again until the finale, where he's like, oh, I'm in trouble, and all the random-ass characters they gathered throughout the course of the show will come up and save the day. But providing
Who's
that even happens.
Who's got the penis?
The guy with the axe.
I
have the penis.
For that episode, though, I did want to gauge your reaction to the guy they had to save.
Oh, the guy that I thought was like a drunken hobo?
Yeah, that's what I thought he was too.
I'm a drunken hobo.
He is so freaking annoying.
It's really fun.
Because just for like 10 minutes straight, all you hear is him screaming.
I was honestly okay if they killed him.
It was so repetitive, and there, like, I guess there was a story going on with him, but
it was like
he
was a cook that got fired or something. I guess I don't know.
Yes.
Garo
yes.
doesn't always exactly elaborate on its character stories in these more episodic episodes.
Is that the one I watched on the plane? Going to Kevin's house? I think so. That was weird.
I can imagine other people around you listening to that guy screaming over and over and over again.
I got a couple of stares from the old couple next to me, though.
That's just because they were fans.
I watched Drive, Ninja, and Garo all in a row.
Probably got off the plane and just walked quickly away from you. I'm like... Let's get away from this weirdo.
I also want to point out that there has... I don't think this series has a tip budget, because they haven't used it.
Oh, that's just upsetting.
It's unfortunate, but I feel like we have passed the days of the Garo tip budget.
They used it all up?
It doesn't feel like we're going to get any more... I think the last episode I can remember with a tip budget was that one where the horror was completely nude and fought. But that was it.
Who doesn't like a tip budget?
That was a while ago.
That was back in season 3.
Yeah.
I don't think season 4 had any breastises.
I think there was one naked chicken who was like covered.
But she's not naked.
Well, that's not naked.
She was naked, but like it was like there was like light covering her and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of tits, though, the shop owner, his wife. I can't stand her. She just stands around, and her whole character is to wear barely any clothes and sort of jiggle. And that's it.
Like,
that's
her character. It's Kevin's kind of character.
I like to jiggle my breasts for Brian.
Thanks. I appreciate it. But no, I don't really like any of the new characters in this show at all, really.
They don't really do anything or really have personalities.
Well,
like I said...
like the ninjas.
Like I said, her whole character is that she just kind of says really random... kind of out of place things, and is always slightly bouncing. And then you have the Makai priest that just sort of is there and talks to his little helper, and I guess knows a bunch about
the
daggers, but God forbid they tell us anything about what he's planning or what he wants to do.
Yeah, the guy in the funny hat.
Yeah.
That's how I know him. He's the guy in the funny hat with the little mechanical thing.
Penis.
That talks. The little mechanical penis that talks.
That would be awesome. I would totally put that in my ass.
That's,
and then make it talk.
That's about all I got. It's okay.
There's not really a lot to say at this point.
Which is a shame being 6 episodes in already.
Well, in true Garo fashion, Garo doesn't really kick in for several episodes. Even season 3, I remember us not really liking some of the earlier episodes.
Yeah.
Until it got to a later point. But yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot to talk about it, though it does seem like next week, judging by the preview, there is going to be something more. At least our villains and our heroes are actually going to meet and fight.
Ryuga and DK get to fight.
6 episodes in, they actually meet. So.
Narutaki needs to be in this show.
He just shows up. Onore Decado.
Onore, whatever DK's name is in the show. I
mean, he should still say Decado, and
he's got like this weird pink hair, and it's kind of weird.
I don't think it's Onairo.
Decade's pink. It all makes sense.
It's all connected again.
Onairo.
Yep.
Well, anyway, now
Onairo
it's time
Decado
for ramble time. I made the transition.
Fuck you.
There's no going back.
Whoa. No, we jumped right into it. Maybe if we just run straight through the door, it'll work. Let's just we ran straight
so
past Pokemon.
Pokemon.
No, we ran past it. We ran past.
So Pokemon,
Killer Frost, and the Legends. You saw the Legend of Tomorrow trailer and the time stream.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes, that too.
Barry just saw Olmec while he was running. And Kirk Fogg.
Fucking D. Bradley Baker.
Barry would be the best Legends of the Hidden Temple player.
He would.
He could get through that maze so quickly.
And he could outrun
Temple
guards
wouldn't
temple
even know
guard
what happened. Temple guard would pop out and he'd be gone. Nope, no one to molest you.
Dear Lord. Guard.
Right? They molest those kids, like... I always wanted to be one of those kids that got found by a temple guard.
I always kind of laugh because the kids would freak the fuck out. They'd be like, ah! And I would laugh, but then I would like thought about it, and I'm like, well, if a guy in a funny head just kind of popped out of the wall and like kidnapped me, I'd probably scream too. But it was funny at the
and
time.
And they like, grope you.
Me.
If they popped out and groped me, I would scream, and then I'd go, ooh, baby, yes, give me some more of that.
Stranger
this is the me third sexual assault joke in one podcast.
Because sexual assault is hilarious. Especially when done to your mother.
You bet.
So speaking of mothers and sexual assault.
Oh, God.
It works.
TMNT.
Can't deny it. So this episode, there was a lot happening. I really liked how it wasn't a like fight, if you know what I mean. Like it wasn't like an Arrow finale where it's like fighting against an enemy to a conclusion. It was much more of an emotional finale.
And there really wasn't a lot of action up until the last few minutes.
Yeah, and I liked that. And I like that. Yeah. I mean, he didn't say it was his plan, but I like that at least it didn't appear that it was necessarily his plan to get captured. I was worried he was going to be like, ah, I planned it all along. I installed these nanobots in my pocket. And then he, like, took over the base. Like, I'm glad he was just kind of manipulating people, eating
all
Big
your
Belly
base
Burger.
To us.
He's like, that's how they get fed. They just order a Big Belly Burger.
The metahumans. The perks about living in this time.
Pretty much. This is the only perk. Big Belly Burger doesn't exist in the future. This is actually why I came back here.
No, he said they're out of cows where he comes from.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
Well, then why is he leaving? Like that was his
truly
list.
Is the darkest timeline.
It is.
That was his list of stuff to do when he traveled back in time. Number one, get Big Belly Burger. Number two, kill Barry. Number three, kill Barry's mom if it doesn't work out. Number four, go to Big Belly Burger again before you leave.
Number five, take cows with you.
Now I'm just picturing Reverse Flash running with two cows, like one on each shoulder, just like. To me, you've been burgers for centuries.
That was perfect.
So there's no cows, does that mean they have no milk? And no ice cream?
The future sucks.
And he
no
wants
cheese. Brian, there's no cheese in the future.
There's no cheese. There's no milk.
There's no,
you can make
there's no pizza.
Kind of milk. Like goat or human.
That's not real milk.
Oh, God.
That depends on who it comes from. Human milk may not always be good.
Oh, God. This is taking a turn. No wonder the Reverse Flash is so angry.
He's just been sucking on his mom's milk for a few years.
Maybe Barry's the one that leads to the cow, like, outage. And that's why Thong hates him so much. That's probably why. So we're pretty accurately discussing the finale at this point. Cows, milk, all that good stuff.
It was quite a good finale, though. I watched this episode 3 times.
I pretty much hated it, actually. You're just trying to keep a brave face.
No, it was terrible. I much prefer Arrow's finale. Why didn't Barry just drive away and stop being the Flash?
Yeah, he's like, I'm just happy now. I leave this to my sister I wanted to protect. Ah, she's got this. Whatever. Just stop showing that midriff, young lady.
But like you said,
don't catch AIDS.
It wasn't really much of a fight, and I did really appreciate that, because ironically enough, the Flash really sort of pulled back and slowed down and did more of an emotional finale, as opposed to like this big epic action scene, which I really enjoyed. I thought just about every scene in this episode was just spot on.
Yeah, because they
switching back to my joke for a second. I really hope Thea gets AIDS in season 4.
Well, she already slept with Roy, so it's fine. Roy got AIDS from his garage
because it would match the comics, and if it doesn't match the comic, it's not good. So
his mechanic hat game was on point.
To get AIDS.
But his venereal disease game wasn't.
I love how Kevin brought that up. No, guys. I made a joke a while back, and I think we should revisit it. I don't think you properly appreciated just how great that was.
Look, Aerosol made one of those serious, like, intelligent points, and I had to come right behind it with something to just completely counteract it.
Look, well, so about AIDS.
You're not wrong, because Speedy does have AIDS in the comics.
Exactly. So. I know these things. I have the comics.
They're right here. Can't even see them.
I don't have to figure out where they are, but I really like Green Arrow, so I have a bunch of Green Arrow comics. So yes, I do know all about Mia's AIDS.
Mia?
Yeah.
Mia had AIDS the whole time in Samurai? Anyway.
No, Mia, the Princess Diaries, Mia.
Oh, Catwoman. Gotcha.
The Princess Diaries.
Okay. Anyway, back to Princess Diaries. There was pretty much a great scene between almost all the
Mary the Poppins major... was the queen. Oh, okay.
Almost. It's like running and all of a sudden getting face planted by a pole every time. As soon as you get back up, another pole.
That's what your mom said too.
Dear Lord.
Remember, you let me on the show.
Where was I going? Oh yeah, there was good scenes between almost everybody. There was two really good scenes between Barry and Joe that had my head thrown a little bit of lump.
Yeah, I mean there were a few between him. I love
their shipping name Bo.
I love the relationship between Barry and Joe and how we have gotten to see more and more of it over the course of the season, and this was just like the climax of that.
Ooh, baby.
Like, just hearing him call him dad was just enough for me. Like, I was like, okay, I'm done. No, I can't. No more, please.
Nope. I'm not going to cry. I'm just allergic to jerks.
And God, just seeing Joe's actor lose it, like, the guy was bawling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of black guys doing that except on Amara Poetry, and like, you are the father.
In this case, he wanted to be the father, sort of. He's trying to get out of it. Just reverse it. No.
Joe is like that black dad that you always wanted.
Oh my God, I want that on a t-shirt.
Take a sitcom, my black dad.
I want
dad.
That on a t-shirt with his face on it. Joe is the black dad you always wanted. I love that sentence so much. Every kid fantasizes about having a black dad. but that person you're trying to, sorry, to talk serious.
Okay.
It's so great. No, but I really do like that relationship too, and it really was even all the more emotional when he called him dad when he said goodbye, because that could have been like the last moment they had that timeline. I mean, he was about to erase all that shit. It was kind of funny thinking about that, like all the stuff like Ronnie and Caitlin getting married. I'm like, does this even matter? Barry's about to just fuck your lives up right now. Like, he's about to erase you all.
I'm gonna fuck your shit up right now.
I can understand doing it like at the last moment to be like, okay, well, this could go seriously wrong, so we might as well just go ahead with it.
Yeah. This is our last day of our lives. Thanks, Barry.
1999.
That scene though was kind of out of place with everything else. Yeah.
It was like on it was the front okay lawn, though. Awkwardly.
I did like some of the banter between Ronnie and Victor.
He said, "Don't let's not fight on our wedding day."
Yeah.
yeah, that's
pretty funny. Speaking of Victor though, I really liked him in this episode, and this episode was a good way of showcasing like what I imagine he will be in Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made a very good mentor for several characters, Eddie specifically, but he really fit that role very well, and I really like that actor. I like
his portrayal. He's come a long way from sexually harassing Reese Witherspoon.
I don't recall that.
I'm not sure I understand that reference.
Legally Blonde.
Oh. But yeah, I really enjoyed that as well, and he very admirably convinced Eddie to commit suicide later. yeah, that was a really good scene, and I do imagine he'll take on a mentor role, at least most of the time, since right now Robbie Amell's not on the cast of there, which still seems weird. But that was another really good scene, and some good moments for Eddie where he's like, fuck the future, we're going to make our own future, and then he kills himself later. Now, doesn't necessarily make light of it, but it is funny. I saw several like memes and jokes going around about how Eddie could just save everything by getting a vasectomy. Like, if he had done that, like, maybe an hour
just
before...
the gun just a little bit lower.
Like, well, yeah, but... like,
he could have just shot his dick off and everything would have been fine. Like,
you know what? Granted, I would have shot myself in the heart, too, if that was my other option.
Just shoot him in the dick.
Harder dick. All right, hard. Let's go. But that is kind of funny if you think about it. I mean, Barry wouldn't have had to even try to go back if he would have just
jump
got
street,
vasectomy.
Motherfucker.
But that was definitely shocking, because when Barry and Reverse Flash were fighting and I heard that gunshot, for some reason I thought it was going to be some sort of like X element. Like maybe Rory was all of a sudden there, be like, stop, time police, or whatever Rory does.
Well, I thought it was...
Stop it.
For a second,
force.
I thought it was Joe, because we saw that he had a gun when he was...
Oh, yeah. And he's a cop.
Yeah. And we didn't
Plus,
even...
black man's always got a piece.
Shit. We didn't even really see Eddie down there prior to that, either. So I seriously thought, like, maybe Joe just got lucky and actually managed to land a shot. But yeah, when they kind of... pan, like, not even panned over, just cut to the scene with Eddie just with the gun pointed at his heart. It was kind of a shock, but it makes sense. Like, it makes sense for that character's sort of arc and, like, all of what this episode and some of the episodes leading up to this were building to.
Yeah, it was, like, a shocking moment, and, like, how is it going to... Wouldn't the timeline just... collapse? Isn't that, was that what's happening?
Wouldn't
now?
It have been a kick in the ass if it was like, oh, I'm not even directly related to you. I came from your brother's timeline. Timeline? Family line? Timeline?
Like, dude, you're my uncle. I don't know why.
Why did you do that, idiot? And he's like, oh, fuck. Poor Eddie. He got laureled.
I do really like that they didn't decide to go the sort of villain route with Eddie, which is what a lot of people were really kind of suspecting. And they just...
Like when Dawson thought it was going to be Booster Gold.
I thought he was going to be Booster from Turbo Man.
And they kept him a good guy. They kept him a legitimately good person right up to the end, and he actually did get to be the hero. And I really like it. I really like his death.
That bitch died, dude.
I really hope they'll find a way to bring him back,
and then he'll become Booster Gold or whatever.
I really hope his final words right before shooting himself was "screw the future." Screw the future. Shoot self.
Fuck this shit. He just said it to himself. I also think it's still possible, considering all the multiverse and time travel, for him to come back, and especially since they specifically showed him getting sucked in. He'll probably come back as the hero, Wormhole, which actually he just has the power to shoot worms out, people.
Y'all just shot himself.
It's like very misleading. Oh yeah, the power to create wormholes. No, I just shoot worms out of my hole.
I shoot a lot of things out of my hole.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I think that's definitely open. And like, we talked about how we love how it slowed everything down, but then it sped everything up for like the last minute. Like Eddie shoots himself. Like, reverse
this,
flash.
The show was progressing, and then it's like we have 15 minutes left, and Caitlin and Ronnie are like just getting married. I'm like, you better hurry the fuck up.
They hurried up. They fast forwarded in the last minute. It's like the main villain's disintegrating. Theoretically, everything should not have happened because he caused a lot of this. And then there's a giant wormhole over the sky. Hot girl's like, hey. And Michael Schofield's like, check out my goggles. Digidestined. Represent. Like, everything's happening. And it was like the opposite of the Arrow finale, where it's like series finale. And this one's like, wait, tell me everything right now. So, because I imagine that wormhole reopened because of the paradox that everything created, but
yeah.
Like, I'm really curious of how it'll be addressed next year. They said that in an interview, they said Eddie's actor's not going to be back as a regular, which doesn't mean he'll not come back ever, but they said that,
Tom Harrison wasn't, is.
Yes, he is. So, and, but
he was reoccurring, they said, so he must be playing something.
Yeah.
Playing Pokemon.
That's me.
He's actually playing Halos.
The real Harrison Wells comes back, and he just sits in the corner playing
that
Pokemon.
That could be.
He's actually like, not very helpful.
Like, imagine if real Harrison Wells came back and he didn't even know. He's just chilling in his home. Everyone's like, you son of a bitch, just start beating him up. What did I do? I'm just a scientist. That's what he sounded like.
Why is he a little, like, whiny, sniffling Dawson?
Really was. That's exactly what he was like. No,
exactly,
but, I mean, that's
Tom
not
Kavanaugh sounds like.
That's not outside of the realm of possibilities, though. I mean, everything's like, I don't know what to think. Like, if Barry had succeeded and it just reset, then it would have been sort of clear that there was just an alternate timeline created now. But this is very unclear, since pretty much everything that's surrounding them at the moment exists because of events that he set in motion, and now he doesn't exist. So, I don't know. They did say that they're going to be exploring, like, multiverse next year, and they even said in this episode that they didn't say anything about that guy. They're like, fuck that guy. They said the show is itself an alternate timeline of the proper timeline where, you know, Flash became the Flash later. He's got the different logo. Licorice, I don't know what's happening. But I just want to know everything now. And the old and busted Flash's hat came through. The doctor threw it. I thought it was going to be a Fez at one point. Like, I was like, oh, a Fez. What do I do with this? I remember this. I almost remember.
That was kind of a neat Easter egg. And I saw a lot of people kind of theorizing, like, maybe that's either Eobard. That's his name. Either Eobard Thawne, like, knew that was, you know, Jay Garrick's hat, like, he actually met him, or maybe he kind of knew that the portal was closing and all the dimensions were probably going to collapse into each other, and that was kind of the sign to, okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Like Iron Man's helmet just comes through. Oh, fuck. This is getting really serious. We got to get out of here right now. This isn't even supposed to be here.
I really like seeing all of the past and future images that we saw in that.
In the as long as Jay Garrick's blue jeans don't come through.
Like you mentioned earlier, we saw Killer Frost and the Legends of Tomorrow trailer. We also saw the Flash Museum. But one that was kind of weird was Barry in jail.
Yeah. that's an alternate timeline where he doesn't become the Flash and becomes a juvenile delinquent.
What was it? Oh, there was a. I was on an article I read about the theorizer. It was like some storyline. I don't remember what they called the storyline, but it was like the storyline where Flash gets framed for the murder of Reverse Flash, which I guess he could be framed for the murder of. No, he couldn't be framed for the murder of Harrison Wells. That doesn't even make any sense, unless it was like the present day Harrison Wells. And they. I don't know. But that was definitely interesting. And probably like the most unexpected one to see out of everything. What? Wife Beater? No, that's a really lame superhero that just wears a tank top.
I'm going to beat your mom.
I like the kind of concept behind him seeing Killer Frost and basically kind of implying that with this wormhole, basically next season we're going to have a bunch of things that may or may not actually belong in the timeline. And so they can play around with the potential concept that Killer Frost can be in the show, but not be the Caitlin that we know.
So yeah, that'd like be that a, she could kind be from an alternate okay timeline
way to go about it. Because I mean, the whole problem with the way that Caitlin's been portrayed this season.
No, is that, I'll have none of this.
Hi.
Is that you don't really see her as any sort of potential villain?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be interesting, like to tease that a little bit. Like that side of her, but that was something also that I read that could be Killer Frost from an alternate timeline. It could be from the proper timeline. It could be from another timeline off of this one where maybe she got powers instead of Ronnie, and Ronnie's normal, and she ran around homeless for months. No.
I want to run around homeless like Killer Frost.
But yeah, I love time travel and multiverse shit, so I'm like super excited for all of this.
Diaper.
I'm not excited for diapers, like in any way, shape, or form.
Someone has to change Dawson's diaper because he's got a grumpy butt.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say.
How about that vibe?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
I'm sorry for what I killing like me. It. No, I had a good reason.
That rabbit is really good. I like the multiple speeds and remote control, and not that.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I have no idea.
You said a vibe. I thought you meant.
Well, for a while there, you were talking about speed, so it sounded like it's still related to. What
I thought you were talking about diapers. So I was like,
tell me about a rabbit.
Hi.
No. Bye. Bye. The correct word.
It's a baby.
It was very cool to, you know, get that sort of nod to him being Vibe, but it was also really nice that in doing so, they actually gave us an explanation for why he was having those dreams this latter half of the season. It kind of gave us an answer to something that I was actually kind of okay with them not doing. Like, it wasn't the first thing on my mind of, oh my God, why is Cisco having these dreams? I figured it was just sexy, weird comic booky stuff, but it's cool that we actually do have an explanation.
I wondered what made Wells say that he suspected this. Like, he listened to all of Cisco's dream stories before? Like, he had a dream about where Cheetos are called pedos, and he's like, oh my God, he's remembering the alternate timeline? I'm just wondering, or did he, secretly scan him? Like, you're just sitting there like, what's that, nothing? I was just, you know, chilling in my wheelchair. I wasn't scanning you. Aww. I'm just kind of curious what led him to suspect it.
Just sitting on my recharge pad.
I imagine it's because he may have been Vibe in the original timeline.
Oh, yeah, because he does have all that future knowledge.
Yeah, because he did say that Cisco has a very, he used the word honorable destiny ahead of him.
Yeah, I forgot about the fact that he knows all that, sitting there spoiling Oliver Queen's obituary for him. 86 years old. Unless so this is an alternate timeline.
Oliver went in the finale, Arrow finale going, I ain't gonna die.
You know what's funny?
6 years old, married to Laurel.
Barry is like, was worried about like how his life would change or his friends. But I think the thing he didn't consider is that if he changed the timeline, Team Arrow would still be stuck in the cell in Nana Parbat because no one would have saved him. So, like, there's another season finale that would have got fucked up. Like, Oliver wouldn't even gotten in the convertible. So, need to think about that.
How many spinoffs would not have happened?
Like, Felicity's pussy wouldn't have gotten around nearly as much. You would have de-slutted Felicity. Like, you can't be de-slutting people. Something that occurred to me, though, okay, unless I'm maybe, like, stupid, which is totally possible. So
that's very possible.
In this timeline, you know, Barry's mom died because Reverse Flash was there and he's all mad. So does that imply that in the proper timeline that Barry's mom was alive and he still became the Flash later?
Yes.
So then why was he so worried about – then if he would have saved his mom, wouldn't he still become the Flash? It just would have been delayed.
Maybe. Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
But there are things that happened in that intermittent time period that would not have happened because he would not have been the Flash in that time.
Wait. You said time so many times, I can't even
– Well, mom dies, he becomes Flash at point A. Mom doesn't die, he becomes Flash at point B. There are things that happen in that time period between A and B that would not happen had he not become – does he not become Flash?
So lost. Because if he becomes Flash at point B, then there's no Flash.
I get what you're saying.
It helps to not be a moron.
For the time that he is the Flash now to the time that he becomes the Flash in the alternate timeline, all of that time in between is obviously different in this timeline because he is the Flash now.
Yeah.
So it would have happened differently. You know, that space of time would carry out differently in the two time timelines.
Eobard's fine with him not with saving his mom because it doesn't fuck with anything in his perspective.
Yeah, because I'm so lost. Wait, because my main point was is that if he had saved his mom, wouldn't have the timeline just gone as normal?
Basically, yeah. That's why he didn't really care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously,
he cared more about the fact that he didn't do it.
Yeah.
He
was
for sure that it was gonna he was gonna do it.
Yeah. I mean, the main reason, I mean, emotionally behind not wanting to change it would be his whole life with, you know, his dad and Iris and all that would have been changed. But I was just thinking, like, Flash wise.
Right. And then he goes back and he keeps his mom from dying, and then Biff's in charge, and it's just a real mess.
And then his mom gets really big fake boobs later and marries him. It's really awful.
It's just awful. His dad gets killed.
And
Harrison Wells is suddenly Christopher Lloyd. It's really weird.
And he decided to not save his mom because future him was like, whoa, just take it easy, man. So he obviously knew something, I'm imagining, like...
You obviously know nothing, so...
But that's why it's so confusing, because isn't that Flash's timeline? His mom never died? So, but then how would he know that something would fuck up if this Barry intervened? And how did he know he was there?
Because...
Isn't it a different Barry?
Because he saw
him. It's the same not-dead Barry. Shut up, Barry.
Time travel is really complicated, and we're all idiots, so let's just call it a day.
Okay. But speaking of that scene, though, that was a really good, like, nice goodbye scene with him and his mom. Like, he really kicked it out of the park, like, acting-wise. That bitch act good. He did a really good job, all the scenes with Joe and with his mom, and
yeah,
he's really good.
It was a very good scene. And it was something we've been building to all season, so I would expect it to be good, and it did not disappoint.
It was a nice way of giving closure to the whole situation without him resetting it or trying to stop it and everything. It's really funny because One of the comments I saw that pissed me off, like, George was pissed off at that person that said that Flash ripped off Kamen Rider Decade. I don't know how. But there was a comment. There was a comment. Don't even ask. The Toku fandom sitting there rubbing themselves. The Toku fandom is the creepy guy from Drive rubbing themselves up against actual shows. Like, what are you doing? It's not going to work. You're not going to matter by trying to push yourself here. But anyway.
I mean, I rub myself against everything, but that's just for fun.
Someone said that they were glad that they didn't go through with the story, the Flashpoint storyline completely, so that the movies can do the storyline justice. And I was so pissed because this TV show has been doing fantastically, first of all, but with storylines like they've been doing, they do so much of a better job when you can do it in a TV show where you can actually have time to flesh out the storyline and the characters as opposed to fitting it all in an hour and a half or 2 hours. So that really pissed me off. Like, that's why I just think the shows have so much more time to do that stuff, especially with something as complicated as this.
Well, and you can introduce as many characters as you want and kind of take your time and explore different aspects of it without having to try to jam it all into a 2-hour movie. Or a 4-hour 2-part movie, because that's what we do nowadays. We just split everything up.
Is it 3 and 4? No, it's 3 part 1 and 2. Just say 3 and 4. God damn it. But yeah, so that I just saw that comment. It pissed me off. Had to talk about that, go ahead.
I do want to say that I'm really glad that pretty much every comment and review I've seen regarding it has just been astoundingly positive.
Yeah, Flash has been doing really well review-wise, and just everywhere-wise.
It deserves it. It's a great fucking show.
It really is.
I would say that Flash is probably like the best first season I've seen in a show in quite a while, if not like always. Like,
hoo-ah!
You bet. That's exactly what I said when I saw The Flash.
Sleepy Hollow had a pretty strong first season, but I have to agree.
Oh, the Natalie!
But no, not in the cast.
It was a show that I had no expectations for going in. Partly because I wasn't super big into Arrow at the time, and it didn't feel like The Flash could make a good show. At the time, I couldn't see it being done very well.
Are you trying to eat my shirt?
But good lord, am I thankful that I'm wrong. Like, it was not only done well, just about as good as you can do a Flash series.
Plus Mark Hamill.
And it's done with such love, too. Like, it's clear that the people who write and produce and everything, like, really like the show and the material that they're working with to be able to pull off, like, these absurd comic booky things, like a super intelligent gorilla or crazy time travel.
The bee lady in that one episode.
The bee lady.
Beth from The Walking Dead, who suddenly has bees.
We shouldn't have crabs.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's such a good show, and that whole little confusing exchange about timelines and different berries is exactly why I love it, is I love crazy time travel shit like that, and I didn't even, because I sort of knew some things about the time travel with Flash, but very little before the show, so like I wasn't even thinking about that before the show started, and it just turned into that, and so I love that I can watch this fun superhero show at the same time as also a time travel show, and I love how fast they kind of dove into the material. Like, it didn't feel rushed, but they didn't like really slowball it. They really dove in there with the Reverse Flash stuff, and we're going to do multiverse stuff. And they talked about how they're already talking about Wally West and even Impulse, just because of how fast they're going through things. So,
yeah, I did see that they're planning on introducing more speedsters next season.
The one thing that's kind of interesting is that initially everyone's like, oh, how are they going to do Wally West? Because Joe doesn't have a male son. Oh my god, it's the male son, female daughter thing that Keith was talking about.
Oh my god.
I brought it back, except reverse.
Some would say it's the reverse.
Where was I going? Okay, so he didn't have a son, and but now with the whole like wormhole in the sky and possible dimensions kind of intertwining, they could easily just like pull Wally West from a timeline in which Joe had a son. And
Cyrus,
bam, there you go.
even if you don't do that, there's nothing to say that like Wally can't be a cousin or something. Like, who says that Joe can't have siblings of his own who have bad taste in naming their children?
Yeah, they changed
I'm
it.
I'm sorry apparently, to everyone named Wally.
Apparently, Eobard or Eddie Thawne doesn't have any other sort of family. It ends with him.
Well, I mean, especially in this universe, they change things like that like all the time. Like, Caitlin, Killer Frost is just a straight-up villain in the comics. She's not a scientist who helps them. And Athea doesn't exist. And Sarah Lance doesn't exist.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
So they can do all kinds of stuff like that. And then I killed everything with Thea and Sarah Lance. But speaking of Sarah Lance, boom, segue, Legends of Tomorrow trailer that past me is way jealous that current me got to see already. It was like right after I'm like, I gotta know who Sarah is the next day. Twitter, Legends of Tomorrow trailer. I was like, oh my god. But that was a really cool trailer. There was a lot of repurposed footage from like Flash and Arrow, but it was still a really cool trailer. They got me pretty excited for it. Slow down, everyone. Not at once. Don't even talk at once.
It was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm excited for it. I want to see her fight things.
I want to know more. I want to know how it's going to be. I
want to see more.
I'm excited to see it, you know, the two shows kind of lead up to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's going to be mid-season, so I assume that, like, Firestorm probably appear in the first half of Flash's season. And I think it would be cool if they had Sarah reappear on Arrow for the first half of the season before she's in this show suddenly. Unless, you never know, it could be an alternate Sarah that she still died, but they got her in the tub quicker. I don't know. because, like, I was talking to Brian on text about this. I'm like, if they dug up her buddy system, buddy! No, if they dug up her body,
they dug up buddy to go play more basketball.
Super creepy, like she's like super. She's oh god, they put him in the Lazarus pit. I'm picturing the trailer instead of when he says a deceased assassin, it says a deceased retriever. But if they put her in the. Which is very much a possibility. If they put her in the pit now, it just seems super creepy and gross. So I kind of hope that there's some sort of, you know, shenanigans where, like, somebody got her body before they thought they buried her or something. Or, like, somebody ran up really quick after they had that dirt funeral thing and just snatched her up. I don't know. But obviously, she got Lazarus pitted. They full-on showed it. Maybe it was Malcolm's plan all along so that his daughter really didn't kill her. But regardless, she's back, and I'm happy. I don't know if it's been obvious or not, but I have a bit of a thing for her. but her, like, white canary outfit and everything looks really cool. And I'm really excited for that.
That's awesome. She's not Asian.
Oh, my God. See, another decision. They decided not to make her Asian, to make a character she wasn't. But so I'm really curious to find out how that's going to happen. I do kind of hope it happens on Arrow first. Plus, if she's alive, then Captain Lance can stop being such a huge bee. She's like, look, I'm alive, okay? Just, God, stop arresting everybody. Let's see, what else? And Rory has learned a lot from the Doctor. He somehow made it out of New York.
He invented time travel.
Because there was just a little bit of the original scene and then the battle scene and stuff, but the premise is really cool. Cool. Just lots of cool. I wonder where Link was when Michael was there. He's beating his chest in the background somewhere, I assume.
I like how they were out kind of like always talking about all the Legends of Tomorrow thing in the Flash finale. And it was just kind of,
a couple of cameos in the Thing and the Speed Force.
Yeah, because it was confusing. I thought it was going to be like an after credits type scene, but like all those scenes that were filmed were pretty much for the trailer. Mm-hmm. And then you just saw that one glimpse.
I'm sure if we didn't get that trailer last week, people would be way more excited to see those.
Yeah. There might have been some people that didn't know. There's some people that I just see, I'm like, how do you not know about some of this stuff? Like, for real.
I did like the mention of Rip Hunter from Reverse Flash in the finale.
Yeah. And we got to see the little glimpse of Hot Girl and Hawk Girl. I always make it sound like Hot Girl.
Well, you're not wrong.
Oh, you're not. Oh, wow.
It still works. And got to see Captain Cold and stuff. And I'm curious, I'm assuming that will also be something that plays out, I assume, in the first half of Flash's next season, of how Captain Cold and Heat Blast Wave, whatever. There's two Heat guys on the team. It's going to be a very confusing year for me. I can tell already. How they get recruited into this, because they didn't leave on the best terms. So be like, hey, remember when you betrayed me? Do you want to like team up? Like, I got a little club going. So a lot of dead people. And I feel like they showed that Adam shrinking scene at the very end just to shut everyone up.
There, he shrinks. Shut up.
Pretty much. Like, I mentioned that last week, because that's pretty much how the show has done all their heroes, is kind of a slow progression. So it's like, everyone was just so overwhelmingly annoying about that.
I'm waiting for people that, like, aren't familiar with the Atom to, like, just claim that he's a ripoff of Ant-Man. Which, I mean, it isn't necessarily wrong, but, like, just because the Ant-Man movie's coming out, and then he did the shrinky thing, and stuff. It's all a bunch of coincidence.
It's like the Digimon or Pokemon, which came first, which is better type thing. Oh, but with Shaw and Paul Rudd. Whoever knew that Shaw and Paul Rudd would be going head-to-head? I didn't.
Can it be Paul Rudd from Parks and Rec, though?
Yes. Can it be Bobby Newport? Oh my god, Ant-Man is Bobby Newport the movie. Evangeline Lilly's the recast of Shauna Molly tweet. There was something else I was just thinking of. Oh, this is like a small side note. I really wish that they would just tweak his suit a little bit. Like, I want his visor to be able to go colored. Like, it just, I don't know why, but it just bothers me. He looks like he's just trapped in that suit. There's just something about seeing his face all the time. Like, if his visor was able to, like, go full blue or something, and he could switch it back and forth, but it would just look kind of cooler. That's just really small. I was just thinking about that when I was watching the trailer for the 500th time. But yeah, I'm really excited for that show. I think it's going to be really neat to have all three of those going at the same time and how they interconnect.
I'm curious to know how limited the show is going to be. Like, because the premise kind of makes it seem like this could be just a mini series, or and with it starting, you know, at that sort of halfway point, I wonder if it's going to run for the same number of episodes as the others, and it's just going to run past them, or if they're all going to have their finales close to each other like they already do.
I'm not sure. Like, I think that there's a chance they could always keep it mid-season and potentially like be able to lead into it and stuff, and also just to not overcrowd their schedule. But they could also be doing it just to test how well it'll do. Like, if it does exceptionally well, then I could easily see them giving it a full season order, just like Arrow and Flash, and run the 23 episodes from fall to spring. But I hope it, even if it stays like as a mid-season thing, I kind of hope it continues. And, you know, if they, you know, go past this Rip Hunter premise, I could see them continuing as a team doing different things. And
yeah,
I think it could be a good outlet to, you know, just like, I guess, Arrow and Flash have been, to introduce more people if they want to. And
yeah, it could be a nice way of having like a rotating cast. Like, you don't always have to have all of the members there at the
except
same
for Sarah.
Time.
She stays.
plus, it gives those characters like a nice home, I guess.
All strays.
I mean, we don't know how much Arrow is really going to focus on Ray or Sarah next season. So it is nice to know that a lot of these characters that we like have their own show that they can kind of be fleshed out in and interact in.
And I like how different it is. Like, I was fully on board seeing like a Firestorm spinoff or an Adam spinoff, but I like that instead of just being another show focused on one, it has this like really cool like sort of time travel preference and a premise. There we go, and like a team premise, which is really cool. And I think with that whole rotating character thing, this show could possibly, if it continues, be the best one to introduce other like DC characters. Not that like you can't introduce them well on Arrow or Flash, but sometimes like with Adam, even though I did like a lot of what he did, sometimes he felt out of place in Arrow's world. And like the Legends of Tomorrow could be a good place to debut people without having to fit with one or the other. Because Arrow has like, you know, they're debuting like Arsenal and Red Arrow and Black Canary, and then Flash can do more speedsters, and not that other people can't show up, but it's just like a good like all-purpose debut show. Because the Atom is kind of an outside-of-the-box character to introduce in a show about the Green Arrow, if you really think about it.
Well, I do feel like it was probably them sort of testing the waters with Ray Palmer.
Yeah.
To like see if people were open to that character. I'm curious to know, like, at what point they decided to make the new spinoff a team, as opposed to just, you know, oh, here's the Atom, or here's Firestorm, or whatever. Because it did seem like both the Flash and Arrow were sort of used as this way of showcasing, okay, well, you have a season-long build-up of the Atom, and, you know, maybe you guys like him, or maybe you guys like this fiery guy over here.
Or maybe you like this dead chick.
Oh, you like them both? Here, have both of them.
Yeah, I wondered that too, because both of them felt like they could have carried their own show. And then you got Sarah there as well, and whether or not they always planned to bring her back, which I kind of imagine. And then the most, I think, crazy move of them all is the Captain Cold and Heatwave. It's just like, I like them, but it just seems really kind of a strange move.
Yeah, that definitely feels like it was a decision made based on the popularity of the characters.
Yeah, they're just redoing Prison Break now.
Because I can imagine a lot of people do like those characters, and I love Heatwave and Captain Cold in The Flash. Those are some of my favorite episodes in a series that has amazing episodes to begin with, because they're just really fun characters. So I can imagine that's probably why they decided to throw in these two random villains.
I think it'll definitely make for something interesting. Even Captain Cold in the trailer is like, I can't even imagine a future where I'm a hero. What are you even talking about? It's like, no, you're legends. You're Michael Schofield. I have an accent. Listen to me. I'm important. God damn it. Amy! Rory was just really cranky. Like, it's really kind of a crazy, awesome, like, dream show of, like, you have Daniel Shaw Adam and Firestorm and Hot Girl and Sarah and the brothers from Prison Break and then Rory. It's like, you just threw everything in a show.
Like, Legends of Tomorrow is basically Blender the show. It's,
like, I really want to be at that meeting or, like, have some sort of interview where, like, the thought process behind it. Like, somebody needs to ask that question at Comic-Con. I just, like, go up the... Yeah, I'm just wondering, what the hell? Like, I'm not complaining here, but come on. Like, what happened here? It's kind of a bummer we do have to wait all the way till 2016 now. But we'll probably see some of them on the other shows.
Yeah, I expect two shows to kind of lead into it.
Yeah. I really hope that if they don't have Sarah being on Arrow for like her resurrection, they don't do a "don't tell Laurel I'm alive" storyline. Oh, that would be like, oh my god, everyone's just not telling each other the storyline.
That already happened. Don't do it again.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that doesn't. That's why I'm hoping that they do a resurrection arc on Errol first instead of when, you know, Ollie visits her over on Tomorrowland. She's not like, hey, don't tell anybody I'm here. Why is Laurel's going to be pissed?
The mid-season finales should set everything up for Legends of Tomorrow.
Just a really good time. It's like they're creating a really awesome universe, and I'm just super excited. We're obviously so excited about it. It took over our intro, literally. Are they going to each have like a really long like intro with like an answering machine with a family on it? Like, my name is Ray Palmer. My name is whatever Firestorm's names are together. Ronnie and was it Victor?
Martin Stein. Victor Garber's the actor.
Yeah. My name is
Michael Schofield. My name is Sarah Lynn. It's like, Jesus Christ, when's this going to end? My name is Rory Williams. it just like keeps going.
And it ends the credits roll.
And we are the Legends of Tomorrow. Credits.
Next time on Legends of Tomorrow, the crew try to get their intro tighter so you can see a little bit of the show.
Halfway through, they go to a commercial break.
Look, we finally did it. We have enough time for the show. After these messages, the credits.
It'll be fun.
And now, ramble time will just be us complaining that we don't have anything to watch for a while until Brian finishes S.H.I.E.L.D. and we can talk about that for one episode.
Is Turtles on next week, or... is it on hiatus again?
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't look.
You gotta ask Queef.
Yeah, I saw it was there this week. Or you could just go to Wikipedia. And
another investigation. I do it,
but I'm like more than arm's reach from the computer keyboard.
I'll do it.
Is it?
Sure, why not?
What month are we in?
May.
It only March. Has episodes up to May 17th, which...
that was yesterday.
Is in the past, so.
That was yesterday, Kevin?
Yes.
What?
No, it's Legends of Tomorrow, future. Not yesterday. Legends of yesterday.
So, speaking of Turtles, do you want to talk about it, Kevin? Or?
Yes, I do, actually. So, okay. I have missed talking about a couple of episodes. So we had the mind control episode with the mighty mutanimals. That was a thing that happened. I liked seeing them back again. Pigeon Pete is just really kind of annoying. Just putting that out there. And then we had the Mondo Gecko episode, which I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I liked that one quite a bit.
I did like Robbie Rist as Mondo Gecko. Like, it's funny because sometimes you kind of hear Michelangelo. I think they did something. I don't know if he did it to his voice or they did it to make it a little bit different than the way Mikey sounds in the movie, but still the same basic kind of like tone and all the cowbungas and stuff. And I know Kiefer mentioned it in his thing. They'd used the whole like Mr. X thing from the original cartoon, and I completely like they first said Mr. X, like, oh sweet, and it totally didn't click Zever. Yeah. Like because Fishface is just never around anymore. Like I forgot he
I
was.
I thought it was just going to be Charles Xavier. So
like I didn't know what was happening, and then but I like seeing like the little race. They had all the mutants there, like Snakeweed and Spiderbite were there. Didn't really say anything, but they were just kind of like in the background watching the skateboard race. So that was neat. And
it's funny because Pizza Face was there, and like he's like the one character where you question whether he was actually real or not.
Yep, yeah, Pizza Face, and he always just disturbs me. And then this week we had Karai is now brainwashed and fighting the turtles, and she poisons April by putting some motherfucking snakes in her motherfucking bed. And then Kirby just goes like bad shit crazy like just, and just yeah, just sucking up people, swallowing them, and like he just freaked.
That sounded really gross, by the way.
Oh, it was gross. Like it was really like obnoxious. Like I should have brought you to the hospital. Like motherfuck you. And like the healing hand.
Splinter's like, I got this. I got my Naruto moves.
Splinter's like, I got this. You mo gue gue fight it out. You mo gue gue fight it out. All of a sudden, Uncle shows up for no reason. would you like some more gyoza? What? No. Why are you here? And then
after that episode, I did think about Jackie Chan Adventures.
Right. And and then they all get poisoned, and I'm just laughing. like Leo's just fighting it, and Karai's just being a bitch. I appreciate that their van has a giant number 2 on the top. Like, you're the number 2 vehicle. You're the backup. Like, in case they had to doubt, like, which vehicle to use. Like, like they're just, like, coming to the garage from above. Which one do we take? Let's see. There's number 1 appears to be gone. So the one with the giant 2 on the roof. Let's take that one.
They retconned the Shell Razor to have a giant 1 on the
front. Right? Like...
just to make it easier.
I get Mikey special, but geez. like on the one hand, I was kind of disappointed that Karai like got away at the end, just because I'd like to see her just finally be good and like with them for an extended period of time. But then on the other end, it kind of it gives them something to do by it being open ended. Because now they have to go. They still have to look for and Rocksteady and Bebop are just fantastic. By the way, I want to point that out. Rocksteady fighting Karai, and he really embraces the Rocksteady name, and I love it so much. He's like Karai, fight Ivan Steriko. She will not get past Rocksteady.
I like how you got one of them that just fully embraces the name, and then one that just hates it.
Bebop's just like, hey y'all, I hate that name. Like, oh, fuck you, black dude. Which, speaking of which, they cast the black dude as Bebop in Turtles 2, so that's cool. that's the thing that happened recently. But yeah, I've really enjoyed these episodes, like, a lot. I'm glad that the Mutanimals are being used for more than just like that little episode, and then being done with them.
Do you think Mondo Gecko is going to be a Mutanimal?
I hope so. I hope at least he comes back. I would love to see him join the Mutanimals and like maybe Napoleon. But like at the same time though, I look at it and I go, well, it's nice having like them as a 4-person team to kind of mirror what the Turtles are. Right. And less like having Mondo Gecko would kind of like throw that off a little bit.
They can kick out Pigeon Pete.
They could, and that would just be awesome. But it would be nice to see him come back, and I like to see him interact with the Mutanimals and just kind of everybody, because he really didn't get to do a whole lot of that. But yeah, definitely more Mondo Gecko, more mutants. They're really doing good, and I want a Mondo Gecko figure like right now. I need a Mondo and a Napoleon Bonafrog. So they need to get on that. I enjoyed when they're going on a patrol and Raph just turns to Mikey and is just like, no Turflytle. Like specifically, just no Turflytle. We're not doing that today. I'm not in the mood for your shit. Mikey's like, new A-team. Oh, yeah. Like, and somehow Leo learned to do healing hands after like one session for like 5 minutes.
He was an ace.
Like, he's just that good, apparently.
He watched a lot of Jackie Chan Adventures. And Naruto. He had it down pat.
Well, you can learn pretty good from Uncle. I mean, Toru could learn. He was a big, fat sumo guy. He wasn't even Chinese. so. But yeah, I don't know what... I guess they're back on hiatus. Nickelodeon's trying to kill the show.
Clearly.
So, we'll just see what happens.
Show, I don't. Well, Nickelodeon in general just It is Nickelodeon.
They have a weird airing schedule.
It's what they do.
I don't think they know how to air a show. But they'll be okay. They'll work it out.
The only thing I wanted to say about Pokemon was I'm really tired of them doing this plot 5,000 times too. This is two episodes in a row where we've had plots just reused endlessly.
What was this week?
Jesse met the doctor. And was like, I'm going to quit Team Rocket because this guy's a hunk. And
yeah. This is one of those episodes that reminds me Team Rocket's not really villains.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to quit Team Rocket.
An this episode guy... that reminds me that Team Rocket's not really characters. No one in the show is a character.
It was really dumb. I forgot about that. The only thing I remember from the episode is I remember they cut to What's-His-Face a couple times training at his gym. Glasses. Yeah, him.
I kind of found it funny that he uploaded Ash's battle style into Clembot and it just exploded.
Sounds about right.
That's what the baby thought of it.
This is the same person that had, like, Counter Shield and stuff as legitimate things.
It's better than Season 5, Ash.
You got a week in a Pokemon to catch it? What?
Clembot got to the data that Ash just yelled aim for the horn against a Rhydon and then won. And Clembot was just like, fuck this shit, and exploded.
Like, it just made no sense. But I did... Like, I love it because the past three episodes we had... Like, first of all, Goomy evolves, and I kind of like it. Not for Goomy. Goomy was just stupid. I like seeing Grumpig just because my ex-team has Grumpig and I'm all about Grumpig. Mm-hmm. And then the following episode, I get to see Luxio evolve. Like, again, shitty episode. But I got to see Luxray, so I'm happy. Because I love Luxray.
Shout out Pokefapping.
That's pretty much what this has become. And then this one was stupid. And then, but next week, we get Breaksin, so... Yeah,
you know, we got a lot of people evolving.
That. Yeah, but after that, it's just Goodra, and then nothing else happens.
Yeah. You're Goodra.
Fuck Goodra.
Just told him.
Goodra's a bitch. I want to know when they're going to announce new games, because that's what I need.
There's supposed to be a game announcement pretty soon. But people are like, oh, it's not going to be a main game. It might not even be a new game. It might just be like a... bonus for another game. It might not be anything important. Don't get your hopes up, and then the guy that runs Cerebi's like, it says official game, and blah, blah, and...
Everyone just sounds really retarded.
Half of that has to do with the fact that I'm really tired. But half of it is also accurate. So, I don't know. I feel like it's too soon for a new game, but, like, I want a new game that I can actually, like, stick with. Like, XY and ORS are both two games in a row in which I beat the game and put it down.
I still didn't finish ORS. I'm, like, really close. I just stopped. But XY, see, the thing is, you just kind of run out of stuff to do.
Well, that's the same thing with ORS. Like,
well, I stopped, so I...
You get to hunt legendary Pokemon, and that's all there is to ORS's endgame after Delta episode.
I think the earliest thing... Good, but... Or the... Yeah, the earliest thing I can see them introducing is maybe, like, the third version, if they do a regular third version and don't do a sequel. I could see maybe that. Like, I definitely don't see Generation 7 being introduced. It's way too early for that shit. But if they introduce anything, I think it would be maybe the third game.
I hope they don't do it as, like, a double sequel, like, Black 2, White 2 type thing, because Brian knows the kind of stress I get under. I can't handle that.
He's gonna have like even more to his queue.
You're insane. Like,
I can't handle the amount of
thought and dedication that goes into your team making is it would just kill me. It would just make me die.
I can't help it. It's just what happens. I get overly concerned and paranoid, and then I feel like I'm making a mistake like every 5 seconds, and I'm like, no, maybe not you. Gotta pick you, and I go back and forth and back and forth. And
then you write it all on note cards, or no, sticky notes.
I write it on sticky notes because I can't use my phone at work because they're like, no cell phones.
What if there's an emergency?
oh no, but I want to use my cell phone, and they won't use my cell phone. So I'm like, oh, well, fuck you. I'm just going to use all your sticky notes.
That'll teach them. And thus the sticky note system was born.
Like, so I use all their sticky notes, and, like, I just spend my time deep in thought, staring into space, thinking about Pokemon, and writing out everything on sticky notes. And then I go to where, like, I'm off camera for 2 minutes, and I'll, like, check something on my phone. Let's have, a question about something. If I can't remember, like, a certain type matchup, or, like, which particular, like, oh, what, you know, are my available choices for this particular type? I'll go check it out and then come back and, like, so I'm not off camera too long. And write it and then continue on. That legit happens. Because I know where all the cameras go, so. You know, I'm a really paranoid person. I don't know how I make it through the day.
Having lived with you for a while, I agree.
But they did figure out how to make your Megastones, like, how to get your Mega Bagel to tell which...
Bagel.
Your Mega Bagel to tell which stone you put in it, so that's cool.
So then you have to recollect all the Megastones.
Yeah.
But these ones are sparkly on the inside.
Sparkly.
It's worth it.
And now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time. Yeah.
So Barry was like, flash. Just restarting again.
I ran really fast and went back in time. I'm sorry. It's time for final thingies. Non-MP3 version, bitches.
And 3P joke.
I have a thingy and it's not final.
I just put the MP3 version.
Season 6 version.
Episode, what is it again?
Shut up.
2, motherfucker. 2.
It's not my crowning moment.
You're crowning? Oh my god. Quick, call 911.
Call 911. That's why Brian's ass hurts. His butt.
He's giving proto-birth.
Brian's butt baby is coming. It's another little Matsuda.
Don't tell Cat.
He died.
Cat did?
No, Kenji Matsuda died.
Oh.
In Ninja.
And not in real life. That would be just a travesty. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to end on Cat did and just leave everybody hanging. Was Cat murdered? Find out on the next episode.
We don't. No. I have something to say. Brian?
What?
I am Space Carapace.
Is it awful? I was about to ask what episode number this is.
Seems about right. Yeah. We're so far into the season, it's like I lost count.
You're on the second episode.
It's so far. I lose count after one.
Don't forget 3. Wait, let me turn my TV down a little bit. Wait, where's the remote? Okay, TV turned.
Did you lose it?
One of them. I have 2 of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm like really fancy, so. What's happening? Why did Brian just make an orgasm noise?
Because he just had one.
That's elaborate.
I'm lost.
And now I just remembered I forgot to thank... Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, you forgot to thank me, you heartless bastard. So here's what happened. A while back, I decided to start working on your guys' theme song for season 6. And then finally remembered when you guys put out that thing on your Twitter. But to fuck with you, I decided to send it in to Brian under a different name.
Wait, this is a reveal? There's so many layers to this right now.
Long story short, I made your theme song.
Your space captain.
Claymation.
What theme song? The I Am Oliver Queen thing?
Because I didn't know what he's talking about. I thought it was something from God or something. I'm Space Cabbage. And Brian's like, ugh. Like, he had like an orgasm right there.
My brain then stopped. I couldn't comprehend.
This is like the Akiba Ranger reveal, or it's like
the baby.
But like
reveal.
10 times. Because like I didn't know what was happening, and then I did, and then I didn't know what was happening, and then my mind was blown.
Man. And then your load was blown.
This is like candid camera, but no, there's no cameras on us.
Well, I never stopped the recording, so.
So Brian, you had no clue?
No.
I don't understand.
Just emailing
what's going
this
on.
Person that emailed us.
so many layers to this.
With the name T-Rex Al Ghul, and I'm like, hey, that's cute.
Aerosol was Silver Balls the whole time. He was running the paintball game.
With Silver Balls.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity to do one of these crazy reveals.
That he didn't even want to be on to talk tradition. About the Flash.
So
he wanted to prank us. Oh my god, that's pretty good.
My brain's still a mess.
Is he the Ass Crack Bandit too? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm good.
I want to be an Ass Crack Bandit. How do I apply?
Greendale Community College.
I actually watched that one.
The Ass Crack Bandit one?
Yeah.
Of all the ones to watch. Is the murder mystery movie themed Ass Crack Bandit episode.
Well, I will have you know, good sir, that you blew my mind.
Not all I blew.
You blew my mind and I didn't even know it.
So while editing this, I decided that it was kind of a little bit confusing for most listeners not really understanding what the Space Carapace thing was. So here is the story. The season 6 was about to begin, so I was like, well, crap, we need a new intro. And so I called out to Twitter, and I was like, hey guys, we're accepting new intros. Send your suggestions in. And shortly after that, probably about a day or so, so good on you. I got an email from someone named Space Carapace. I was like, you guys like Arrow, I made this. You can use it. And I listened to it and I'm like, this is freaking amazing. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, I can rewrite the Arrow intro and set it to this. And it'll be really fun. And so that was what I decided to do, and so I went back and forth with the Space Carapace person. I was like, well, it needs to be a little bit shorter. And so he made it shorter. He sent it back to me, and I recorded the vocals, which I'm probably going to end up tweaking a little bit because I was sick when I recorded and I didn't really like it. But that's neither here nor there. And so I was supposed to thank Space Carapace at the beginning of this episode for making our theme song because I thought it was absolutely terrific. And then here at the end of the episode, Aerosol reveals that he was Space Carapace this entire time and was just fucking with us. So that is the entire timeline of the Space Carapace foolery that we all endured. So yeah, Aerosol, huge props to you for that prank. I love it. I love everything. I love the theme. I love you. I love the prank. Everything. Everything is a truly magical thing. So I don't know. It's 2:22 in the morning, and I'm editing this. So I'm gonna stop because I'm done, and I'm gonna upload it for y'all to listen to. So as always, thanks for listening to this crazy ass podcast. We always appreciate it. And stick around. And next week we'll bring you episode 3. Take care.